Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Justice may be defined as fair or moral conduct, the exercise of authority in the maintenance of right. The United States Environmental Protection Agency defines environmental justice as the fair treatment and meaningful involvement of all people, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income, with respect to development, implementation, and enforcement of environmental laws, regulations, and policies. EPA has this goal for all communities and persons across this nation. It will be achieved when everyone enjoys the same degree of protection from environmental and health hazards and equal access to the decision-making process to have a healthy environment in which to live, learn, and work, all of which makes sense given our constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law. Of course, in reality, it does not always work that way, and there are many examples when the equitable distribution of environmental risks and benefits, fair and meaningful participation in environmental decision-making, recognition of community ways of life, local knowledge, and cultural differences, and the capability of communities and individuals to function and flourish in society have not been respected and implemented. Many examples can be found along the coasts, the location of incinerators and landfills, sewage treatment plants, nuclear installations, large landscape-altering infrastructure projects, chemical and manufacturing facilities, and other uses with known hazardous and unhealthy environmental impacts that affect the local communities, typically inhabited by indigenous peoples, minorities, and the poor, who do not have easy access to defense. It is no wonder that more affluent areas can resist such impacts through legal challenges and well-financed campaigns, quote, not in my backyard, end quote. The situation is by no means limited to the United States. There are innumerable similar situations in other countries and at sea, where waste and persistent organic pollutants are exported and deposited in the deep ocean, away from scrutiny and national regulation. Several environmental organizations are active in this area. Greenpeace International was among the first, focusing on the transnational distribution of toxic waste. Environmental Justice Foundation, www.ejfoundation.org, founded in 2000, based in England, is particularly active on issues that abuse the environment and people of the global south, developing countries, rich in natural resources exploited by the developed north, frequently without control or concern for the damage left behind. EJF has six major campaign areas: wildlife trafficking, chemical pesticides, the impact of shrimp farming, pirate fishing and bycatch, cotton production abuses, and climate refugees. EJF's successes include a campaign against the pesticide endosulfan, used to enhance cotton production, banned in the EU and the US, but widely used in such developing countries as Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, and India, where it is absorbed into water sources, humans, animals, insects, and plants with acute toxic effect. In April 2011, EJF announced that endosulfan had been listed as banned under Annex A of the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants, an effective international agreement. In other areas of ocean interest, EJF is promoting consumer awareness of ethically produced and traded prawns among retailers, wholesalers, and the public, training artisanal fishers in best practices, and pressing governments to regulate the impact of shrimp farms on coastal habitats, the concurrent pollution of water and soil, the reduction of wasted bycatch, and protection of local fishermen from intimidation and violence. Other campaigns include working against illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, particularly in the area of West Africa, and addressing the needs of the estimated 26 million impoverished refugee people, including communities in Alaska, Bangladesh, Mozambique, and the Carteret Islands, already dislocated by rising temperatures, flooding and sea level rise, and extreme weather, the physical outcomes of climate change. There will be many more, and that eventuality will require new systems of emergency relief, planned and voluntary resettlement, political protections, financial and governance structures, and understanding of how justice, what is right, to deal with such events, which can and will, as we know, strike anywhere. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.